Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come this morning to ask you to overshadow us with your power, your anointing, your grace. Let those that have ears to hear, let them hear. As you mentioned, the great dividing line, most people, well, there's just a few. It's all to it. No matter how we like to emphasize the many, I would like to say, oh, our house is full. And we got great numbers. I know that's not the way to go. But I pray today that you will glorify yourself in Jesus' name. Give people ears to hear, those that are to hear. Amen. We're at the tabernacle here in South Carolina on this Sabbath morning. I know the stations are on in Detroit, and I can't think of them all in right now, but I keep mentioning them to you as we're beaming out there into the airwaves. I'm going to try to keep my eyes on my scriptures and not on my people, because my people, they keep their eyes on me, but their eyes are not eyes of understanding. And that always confuses me, and I shouldn't be confused. Many years ago, just as I make a statement, I can sense that. I often wonder, Lord, why we as people who profess to know you will not believe what you say in your word. How many times have you spoken the word remember, and yet we soon forget? Yeah, we forget to remember. And then we use that as a reason or excuse or for not knowing. And so my people are being destroyed. No question about it. They don't know the scriptures. They don't know the time. Then they rage in their own silent rebellion. Boy, you showed me that one years ago. Never heard it until you showed it to me. Never heard of silent rebellion. We always thought the rebellion was a blast out. No. Now we're having some open rebellion, aren't we, all across the world. Now they begin to realize that this rebellion has been there all along, but it was subdued. Now it's no longer subdued. And I got my eyes closed, because if I was looking at my people, they would sidetrack me, because their eyes would glass over. And they say, I wonder what's got him talking like that again. Well, they wonder. God said, I'll show you wonders. Amen. And what a wonder is it? There's even a prophet. Yeah, they say, oh man, praise the Lord. Father, grant me just a little bit this morning of understanding. Praise the Lord. Now, if there's anyone out there listening, like I say, we're on many AM stations at this time. I think we should be on in Nashville, Detroit. I can't think of all of them, but we're on them in the short wave. And no matter what you people say, who called in and say, I can't hear you, don't blame me or blame God. Amen. He's given you ears to hear. Yes, and you don't want to hear, so therefore you keep searching for what you want to hear. Amen. And they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Which of God's people fully, completely grasp that little profound statement? Because they will not endure. Oh, they want to enjoy, don't they, huh? They want to enjoy. Surely preaching of the coming of Christ should be something to enjoy, huh? But that's it. When you preach it to a priest, it's not enjoyable. It's just not enjoyable. something you're going to have to endure. Yes, sir. So if you're out there listening this morning anywhere, and you'd like to give me a radio check right now, I'll give you a phone number, and I'll take just a few moments in this service. Hallelujah. What you're listening to is the Overcomer broadcast from a small farm in the state of South Carolina, in the United States of America. And the voice that you hear on this broadcast 24 hours a day is the voice of the prophet. Hello.
God bless you, Brother Stair. This is Sister Diane Jackson in Salem, Minnesota.
You're teasing me.
No, you can see. Just waiting on the Lord this morning, and I just want to bless you and all the saints this morning.
God bless you, too.
Fear nothing.
Blessed is he whom the Lord, when he comes, finds him. You folk haven't done a thing about how you're going to come to the tabernacle, have you? If I had a mirror up here, what I see right now is what I've been seeing every single time I stand before you. And I try to show you that you're just so comfortable in it, aren't you? Woe be unto you that are at ease. Aren't you at ease? Sure you are. Look at you. You wouldn't even know if I didn't tell you, would you? You're so at ease. Here now, I mentioned it 4 or 5 times, and I told you, you can't change it, can you?
Amen.
What do you want to do? I want you to show some kind of a response from this heart, from the heart, from the head.
Amen.
Gazing stock. Just gaze. Oh, I'll tell you, some of your faces. I shouldn't look at them, Lord. I shouldn't look at them. The phone number here is 843-538-1334. We have about 35 or 40 people. I keep talking to you people who listen to me because I want to show you how justified this ministry is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And nobody understands that. Nobody grasps that. You're sitting right here, and you don't grasp it. I talk about how many short ways we're on. We're on every hour.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There's not 1 hour of any day that we're not on at least 3 or 4.
Right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then you folks sit right here, wait, hear, and you don't even hear it. Well, how do you expect them out there to do it? How many times have I said to you that what we do here affects some people out there? See, this is a spiritual energy. And God is moving by His Spirit in all the earth. Signs and wonders when God moves. Move, oh. When he moves in you, you'll move. It's in him we live and move. The move is on. They don't have to see us, they need to hear us. The word of God is not projected by seeing, it's projected by hearing. Somebody ought to hear. Why? Were you here? And what God says, hey, how you didn't hear that?
Amen.
What do you mean by that? Well, all right. Anybody else out there online? The phone number is 843-538-1334. I'm just checking to see if anybody really is listening.
Amen.
Oh, I had one last night. I listen to you all the time, and boy, you a joke. Well, watching your response, they might think I am a joke. A lot of folks think God's joking.
That's right.
When he said, I will come again.
Yes.
They believe God's joking.
That's right.
Yes, sir. He's a joke, ain't he? I remember some years ago, Brother Kirk preached in his pulpit, said, the Antichrist is going to be a joker. Is he joking? When his own words don't hold him? I see why God don't have you folks testifying, because you don't have one.
My Lord, oh God.
You've already overcome. You don't need to strive. You don't need to make no real effort. No. Then you sit there and mock me again with that straight look on your face, a little grin on your face. If I want to get up and run around.
Oh, God.
We must not have too many people listening, huh? It's going to get less and less, you know.
Amen.
If that's not true, then why would God say, blessed is he who when the Lord comes, he finds them listening? Hello? Yeah, Rufus. Hey, Rufus, stay over at the park, all right? Hey, Rufus. Rufus. You see, these guys won't get the message. It's not that I don't want them here, but they don't want to come here for the right reason.
My Lord.
It's not that God don't want you in the kingdom.
Right.
But some of you folk don't want to get in the kingdom for the right reason.
Yes.
You got your own reasons. I try to tell you people for years, you don't come to me trying to add to this ministry.
No.
God didn't use you to bring me where I'm at.
No.
He's not using you to keep me where I'm at.
No.
He's not using you to get me where I'm going.
Amen.
You got that the other way around.
Amen.
You got it backwards.
Amen.
You have nothing to add to this ministry except your miserable self.
Yes.
Hello?
Praise the Lord, Brother Samuel.
Where are you at?
In College Farm, Georgia. Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Lord bless you, Sister Burgess.
Where are you at? Pray for us, Brother Samuel.
I do that all the time, but don't seem like doing much good.
I believe you. And I hear you on the radio and the other brothers that praying for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
who's
sir.
Doing that? These folks don't pray too much anymore in this tabernacle.
Brother,
they put their head down and...
Oh, yeah? Who's doing that? These folks don't pray too much anymore in this tabernacle. I hear some, Brother Sam.
Oh, if I jack them up a little bit, then you'll hear them that night.
Yes, sir.
But if I don't jack them up, then you... God bless you, Sister Burgess. No, sister.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, hi.
Every time I come up this tabernacle, I say, God, please help me not to look at their faces. I have enough on my heart to look at your face. And he wept over Jerusalem.
Oh, my Lord.
How often I preach this scripture so many times these folks just sit there.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Now I go back talking about the few.
Glory.
Most people would say, oh, we had a place filled. Oh, Mr. Trump sure got himself messed up last week. He thought you only have a million people coming out to hear him. Uh-huh. You don't know nothing about it, do you? He's going to restart his campaigning. Get out, folk! That damn I'm looking at your eyes, it's so disgusting. You know, I know what you're talking about. I'm talking about what's going on in this world today. I'm talking about the time for manifestation of the man of sin. I'm talking about the revelation of that man of sin. And even now, right here in this tabernacle, right, many antichrists, and even now, right here among them, and the sons of God presented himself, and Satan come right among them, right here. He might be sitting right next to you, or sitting on your shoulder.
Amen. True God. Yes, Lord.
Hello.
Good morning, Brother Sarah. God bless you. Is Sister Ann calling?
That's Sister Ann, see? She's calling in like everything just hunky dory. Stay where you are, Ann! Cast them out and bind them hand and foot.
Oh God. Jesus. What?
Do we have anything that the Spirit of God spoke in vain?
No.
Do you folk really think that God spent 6,000 years all upholding everything by the word of his power and it's all in vain? I asked you, do you think the Spirit, quote that one for me, find that scripture for me, find it, see, I quote the scripture, and here you are, I got to say to do it. I won't do it. Hello?
Sister Ann Cohen.
See, she won't quit. Hey, Ann, stay where you're at. Don't even try. From there shall seek to enter.
Oh God.
And see, you folks sit right here and you won't back me up with that scripture. Because you might be the next one, huh? And for many will seek to enter and they will not be. If they're not unable, then what are they? If they're not able, then what are they? How are you? Are you able to receive this? Are you able to accept this? Are you able to endure this? Or are you, come on. You want to be accepted and beloved, don't you? Huh? See, when I try to describe that to you, see, nobody talks like this.
No, amen.
I'll never forget one year I was up in Philadelphia. And like I've often told you, no matter where I went in the last 40 or 50 years, I never had a crowd. Most places I go into, I would rent small rooms because I knew. You see, the folks still don't respond. I want to hear what they say. I'm going to tell you what that's all about. I have told you what it is. Because you have no spirit of understanding.
Oh, my Lord.
And if you have no spirit of understanding, you are an unwise virgin. See your response?
Amen.
No fear. No fear. The move is on. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I was up in Philadelphia. A young man named Billy Arabella. Of course, you never heard me mention his name before. Look, see, all you folk live here, and I tell these stories over. That's a story. Do you have any comprehension how many ministries that God has sent to me, and I never was sent to one of them?
All right, amen. God, Almighty God.
Do you have any comprehension? Do you understand how many people were not sent to me, but only one that God sent me to?
Amen.
Unto you is the prophet said. You're sitting like a bunch of damn heads. And I told you where we are. We're delivered. We're not the widow. I told you that. Find the point. Which one do you find? No, never mind. You're not quick enough. I told you what to do. Be ready when I'm ready. Hey, you know what you got to do? You got to be ready when God's ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready for what? Tell me what you're ready for. Judgment Day. Woe be unto you that desire to see the Judgment Day. Because you are going to be judged for the last time.
Yes, Lord.
I don't believe that. I know that.
Yes, God.
I know that. I want you to know, Brother Stair. You know. God sent me so you would know.
Yes,
yes,
Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God.
See that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lust and envy.
Where's that at, boy?
James chapter 5.
James, our dear brother James.
Hallelujah.
Hello there, brother James. Would you like to give us a word?
Do you think that the scripture saith in vain?
Do you think God spent all this time having his scripture preserved and all? It's none of it's going to happen?
My Lord.
It's all just a little mystery book?
No. Almighty God. Oh, bless
you, Jesus. He has spoken them words thousands of times.
Yes, Lord.
A record.
Yes, God.
It's a record. Every generation.
Yes, God.
A record.
Yes.
You think it's all in vain?
No.
Well, well, well. Yeah. The just shall live by faith. What about you? I'm not living by faith, huh? Well, I am alive. A real live prophet. Look at your right square in your face. Your rebellious, stubborn house. And you're not going to blame me or God if you don't get through the door. And I watch how nonchalant we are when God rebukes us or instructs us.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Do you think God's words all in vain? Read it again, James.
Do you think? That the scripture,
the word of God revealed... Do you know this is the only place on earth in any preaching you ever heard that has revealed the Word of God to you?
Amen.
A lot of folks preach the Word. I reveal the Scriptures, what the Word says.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I've never told you that, huh? Have I, huh? A lot of folks know the Word. Do you know the Scriptures? Amen. Jesus said, you... do error. E-R-R.
Yes, Lord God.
For you don't know the scriptures. Thinking you know the power of God. For the power of God's in the scriptures revealed. My God. Wow. See, these people don't believe. I could do it another way, but let's just say that Ann would come back. Why, most of the folks would say, hey, forgive her. As far as that, I forgive. That's, and God forgives.
Yes.
But when they walk away from the place that God brought them to save them, then they're going to trust God to save them where they are, and then they're going to really suffer for where they are. Will you suffer this to be so? Your sham don't work with me, does it? Does it? Your head's going like this, and it doesn't work with me. And it won't work with God either. You're not going to bluff God. You're not going to fool God. You foolish Galatians. Who in the world has bewitched you that thinks you can fool God? God's not a fool.
No.
You better be a fool. Because God's not a fool.
No.
He's not a man. Men are fools. Well, what I just said. Yeah. Oh, foolish Galatians. Oh, foolish overcomers. You know, you think the works of your hand are going to mean something to God?
No.
I've often said to you, can you imagine living here with nothing to do? And then when you come here to do something, don't do something to please you.
No.
Fit right in. Don't get so glorious because I got my brother over here to agree to help his wife cooking. I hope those two can get along. Because the underlying trouble there was they all could not get along with each other. Especially if I put two cooks in. And each one would have cooked the wrong way. So don't gloat that you could not concede. Don't go around and say, well, I can get along with him, but I can't get along with that one.
No.
But they do, Sister Burgess.
Yes.
They do.
Yes, yes. My Lord.
Well, he needed to work with. And they won't take my cry. Get out. Well, you can't get along without me. You got that all wrong. The only way I can get along with you is if Christ is in you.
Amen.
And then we'll get along.
Amen.
You got that spirit of Christ, that spirit of willingness, that spirit of submission, that spirit of judgment. Come on, judge yourself first. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Now, you didn't know that the reason I dealt with that is because someone asked to be taken off that hook. See? I let it go 3 or 4 days. Okay, how do I deal with it, God? And then my dear old brother. I was trying to figure out what other sister could I put in there with her. You get along with them all, wouldn't you? As long as they let you be boss. And of course, you see, she's a cook, and the other one's a helper. And most of us don't like the helper position. When I told you the greatest gift of God is help. Like, help. You can't do nothing else. You can help. See, and I'm no dummy. She comes from New Zealand. Her thought pattern about cooking is entirely different than Sister Bert. Or the little Japanese girl. She still can't shake her Japanese cooking. No, she can't. And we don't want her to. But to get it every day, every meal, she takes a good old U.S. meal and makes it Japanese. Now, a lot of folks, they like stir fry. I wish I could stir fry y'all. I wish you like stir fry. Stir it up, then fry it. Hey, Lord, have some stir fry. Stir up that gift of God. Stir it up. Yeah. And you can go right back to your... Now, because you do, you think, I should give you a special, a little smile. And I know what you're going to do next. You do it! Because you don't know the scriptures. The scriptures for this day, this present truth. It won't budge. You sit right there and say, what's that? What's that, brother? What's the present truth? Now we beseech you, brethren. Now we beseech, we plead,
yes.
We cry.
Yes, Lord.
Now we beseech you.
Yes, Lord.
I beseech you, brethren.
Yes.
I beseech.
Yes.
Centurion came to Jesus beseeching him. Beseech. Boy, how do you describe that? Beseech. How can I put that in words? Beseech. Plead. Beg. Cry. Beseech. Wake up. Respond. Beseech. I beseech you, brother. I beseech.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Beseech you, if I'm in trouble, I need help. Please, please come and heal my little boy. Please, please, please. I beseech you, Lord. That old soldier had no claim at all to the promises of God. He's a Roman soldier. But he came to the Jesus of Nazareth, who was proven to be the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer. And he's done it by signs and wonders and miracles. When he heard it, he said, I beseech you, sir. I'll humble myself down. Come to my house. I beseech. Don't even move. I beseech you, brethren. See, the problem, we don't believe the coming of Christ is right here. Are you ready? Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I hope it reaches you. Can you picture going to Jesus and asking to be relieved? Huh? Might be good for you to go there and say, sister, I'm sorry.
Amen.
I use the same thing.
Amen.
Well, I didn't know. Well, now you know. How can two work together in the kitchen unless you agree?
My Lord, amen.
On one thing. We're going to make a meal.
Amen.
I'm going to make it my way. By the way, them potatoes you made yesterday. Woo-wee. You just didn't make enough. Well, I did get the last though, didn't I? Dinner. You were getting ready to put them away, and I walked up there, and what did you do with them? Put them right on my plate. What do you call them things? I knew that. Scalped. They were scalped. Boy, I wish some of you guys would stop this night. I wish you'd just stay the hell out of here. Because if you look. And I've been at this for 50 years. Place I go after place. I was up in Philadelphia. I'd gone to a place that wasn't too popular. Into the ghetto. Some of you folk act like you know what the ghetto's all about. Well, you don't know unless you've been there. I can tell you that. I've been there, preached in them. I walked down Bedford Stuyvesant. I walked past the ballrooms where what the hell's wrong with you people? You're not the first Larry I met. You're not the first Timothy I ever met. That one used to call himself Tim, remember? But you know Tim is short for Timothy? Remember? Remember how Tim wanted to straighten me out? Remember? Well, evidently, all you folks sitting here straightening out, you ain't done a very good job, have you?
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Because I'm not straightened out, am I?
Glory, God. Glory, God. Glory, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, God.
I told Kirk one day when he came, I said, Kirk, you can't rebuke me. I'm not going to let you do it, boy.
No.
You want to rebuke me, God, I'll let you. Watch what God did with you.
That's
come on. Come on, rebuke me. Right openly. Come on. You think God's Spirit spoke in vain? Rebuke, not an elder.
No.
Period.
Yes, Lord.
Under no circumstances.
No.
Period.
Period. Yes, Lord.
Oh, you don't like the period, huh?
Period.
Come on, I'll let you do it. Stop those seed mouth tonight. I said, come on, call back, I'll let you do it. He called back and I let him do it. You folks sit here and you watch this. You see it happen and you still. Well, if I see you doing something wrong, I'm going to rebuke you. Better be careful. How do you feel about what I'm doing now?
I beseech you, therefore, brethren.
Yes, Lord.
Do you think
that the scripture
saith in vain?
The spirit that dwells in us
lusteth, desires, longs for.
To envy.
We want God's will, God's purpose, God's blessing. We strive to enter into that. Read it again, boy.
Do you think
that the scriptures
said in vain?
The spirit that dwells in us lusteth, desires, longs, seeks, pursues, fights.
Glory.
Boy, what other word can you use for lust? Read.
Lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, and giveth.
Oh, to be like
him.
Oh, to be like him. Oh, oh, to be like him. Oh, to be like him. And where we see him, we'll be like him. My God. Oh, to be like him. When I shall see him, tell the story for eternity. Saved by grace. Bunch of lame ducks. You probably never heard another message on that scripture. Because a lot of folks don't deal with it. I was listening this morning to Farrakhan. I listened about what's going on in the Middle East. Say, it doesn't do me any good because when I start telling you folks, I have no idea what's going on.
No.
Don't like that, do you? Yeah, I know. I see. Are you trying to tell us we're blind also, Brother Stair? Yep.
Yes. Amen.
When you don't see what God's doing today, you're blind. Amen. You are blind.
Amen.
You are purely blind. Thou knowest not, but thou sayest. But this is what you say. I'm rich. I'm increased with goods. I have need of nothing. But God says,
hallelujah.
Thou knowest not,
yes, God,
that you're wretched.
Yes, God.
Oh, wretched man that I am! What about you? Don't you worry about me. You worry about yourself.
Amen.
You ain't watching for my soul.
No.
The one that's watching for my soul is sitting up there right next to the Father.
Hallelujah.
He's watching for me.
Yes, he is.
Well, he's watching. No. That ain't what he's done now.
No.
He said, I'm going to put somebody over you.
That's right.
And he will. He not only will, he must. And I do it every single time, and you folks sit there when I holler, must. No, I watch myself. No, you won't. And no, you don't. No. Oh, Satan, raise. Where's he raging now? If you don't know what God's doing, you're a heathen. You're raging. Let the heathen rage. How about that? Is this Rufus? That this is so and so. This is Sister Ann. She called back twice now. See? There are folk out there waiting till they can call and open it. I can't open the door. I tried to tell you people for years and years and years and years and years, because I'm the one preacher that keeps talking about the shut. Then you hear old stupid Christopher, good friend Chris, and they're out there raging. Little bald-headed Stan, little Napoleon, can't find no more worlds to conquer, no more women to ravish. He goes, try to convince me he didn't mess with Chadley. What's wrong with us? Your sin gonna find you out.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh yes, Lord.
If I'm gonna search for you, I gotta look in your sin.
Yes, Lord.
Because that's where you are.
Amen.
You're in your sin.
Amen.
I got to think about yesterday about that scripture. Oh, I think, my God, Jesus Christ came into the world,
yes,
to save,
yes,
sinners.
Sinner.
And this is a faithful thing.
Yes.
That is you bunch of sinners.
Yes.
You just better watch. You don't keep on sinning until you commit sin. Your sin is meant to convict you,
yes,
to inform you,
amen,
that you need a Savior.
Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
you.
Lord.
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 Oh,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Beseech
you, brethren,
yes, Lord,
by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him.
Yes.
Oh, you're a liar, prophet. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says Feast of Trumpets. And there really isn't on that phrase. It just talks about trumpets on feast days. But they are called feast days. Passover is a feast day. Pentecost is a feast day. A feast day. Sabbath day is a feast day. We have come into this house on this feast day to feast. To be fed from the table of God. Eat and drink unworthily. Thank God he counted you worthy. Counted me worthy. Damn it, boy. I'm telling you, folks, you better stop playing with me. You won't put me out. You just keep messing with me. I won't have to. He'll put you out. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, with all godly love, God sent no one here to strengthen me.
No, no.
I will boldly say,
amen,
the Lord is my strength.
Yes.
He's my strong tower.
Yes.
He's the one that's upholding me,
yes,
by his right hand of power.
Yes.
Now you can go do whatever you want to do with that fool.
Yes.
You're not doing it.
No,
no, you're not. Boy, you kind of bold. Yeah, I sure am. Because I can't think of any other reason why I'm still here. Except to do the will of God. I'm not here for you. I'm here for him. Stink. Lukewarm. See, if you ever read the scripture, of course, I've read it, I've quoted it to you, If I start to talk about it, you're going to... Now, what happened with this scripture right here was, this is 2 Timothy, 2 Thessalonians. We have one and two. And what had happened that caused Paul to write the 2 Thessalonians was he had heard how some people had misconstrued his teaching, his gospel, his message. You see, you don't understand that. I mean, I can just tell you. I'll quote the second verse. That you be not soon shaken in mind. Amen. Or by trouble. Or be troubled. Neither by spirit. Nor by word. Nor by a letter. Amen. As from us. Amen. I can tell right now you don't get it. Somebody went and found Paul. Because they were told that Paul was gone. Yeah. And Jesus had not come.
Amen.
And Paul said, look, don't be shaken about it. I'm still here.
That's right.
You remember when Paul finally did go? Remember his final words? No, you don't. See, his brother Brown doesn't remember. He said, the time of my departure is at hand. He left us with a good word.
Hallelujah.
He left us with a good word.
Yes.
Can't reach him, God. Can't reach him. So the time of my departure is at hand.
Amen.
That's how I've been preaching to you for the last 2 years.
Yes, yes.
The time of my departure
Amen.
Is at hand.
Amen.
Last night I was looking at some people who were great stars and what they used to look like. And they're out there 97, 102. I said, my God. These whole hell raisers live like that?
Yes.
Somebody said, well, you can live that long. Sure I could if God wanted me to. And you sit there again like a dumb bunch of dummies. My death like Christ's death is going to mark the end.
Yes.
I don't believe that. Then what are you hanging around here for? What did you even come here for? I believe in the end.
Amen.
I believe it will take place when Jesus comes.
Amen.
And this gospel, and we've done it. It's
Amen.
Been accomplished.
Yes.
I can't even get you folks. The gospel of the kingdom shall be not the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ for it. That good news that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that's the gospel of Christ. And they went everywhere and they preached that. And I'll ask you, peanut brains, where can you go when you go everywhere? Where else are they going to go? They did that in the first generation. They went everywhere, all of Europe, all of Asia. So y'all got a testimony, huh? How about an overcoming testimony? How about overcoming yourself?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Because self is your biggest enemy.
Yes. Yes.
Lovers of your own. For men to be lovers. When do you think that's going to take place? I was watching a little news item on Mr. Trump. And he was talking to one of these fine people. He said, I'm perfect. And even that favorite comedy, he went. Now, Brother, you say you're perfect. No, I don't. I don't say I'm perfect. I don't say I'm perfect. I don't say I'm perfect. I just told you what God said. And are you sure you got perfect understanding?
Yes, I like him.
You expect these folks to believe that? Or you'll agree with the first part. I have no problem with that. Ain't none like me. Never heard a preacher like me, act like me, talk like me, live like me, and still claim victory. How are you doing, Brother Mike? Let me hear a shout hallelujah. Atta boy. He's not a very loud mouth, so if he sounds like that, he's shouting. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the greatest
manifestation man could ever see by the mercies of God.
Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
One of his riches.
Yes, Lord.
Rich in mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Wow. Wow. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I'm showing y'all mercy today. Because I'm angry with who now? I want to come up here and preach something in the damn house still sits here. Don't make any of the... And just as soon as I say I'm done, you'll fly out that door. Billy or Bella. Oh, hey! Somebody came like y'all. Brother Allen came here. He brought his whole ministry with him. When I got done preaching, he said, what are we supposed to do, just like robots? You mean we don't have no will of our own? I said, no, not God's people. You don't have no will of your own. No. Not my will. When did Jesus do that? Right at the end. Hey!
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody's been preaching you another Jesus. Another spirit.
Amen.
And because you folk aren't so good at discerning spirits, and I told you how to do that, don't ever try to discern the spirit on somebody else.
Amen.
Without first discerning it on you.
Amen.
To make sure your discernment is edifying.
Amen.
What about you? Okay, good. Pick on me again. Go ahead. Well, I'm never going to get through with this, am I? Let no man deceive you. Hey, what happened to my phone calls? Y'all took a vacation? Hey, Steve, I'm thinking about the new covenant. The new one. A new commandment. A new covenant. Love one another as God loves you. You see a guy like Steve up there? He had no problem rebuking me. And he's a... Ha, 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 Phil said last night, all you do is preach lies. I was going to pick up the phone call, and I said, to hell with him. Hell with him. Just to hell with him. I hope this is... So I can say, to hell with you. To hell with you. Hello?
Rice. Calling from Grace Community.
Hallelujah.
All in the tabernacle.
Are they all getting stirred up?
We're getting stirred up, Prophet.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, brother.
Bless you, Maranatha.
Now we beseech, we plead, we cry, we scream, we yell. We get beside ourselves. Get strong in the truth. Could only walk up here today.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I don't believe you. Yeah, well.
Bless you, Jesus.
Some of them looks. Just can't see afar off. You're so nearsighted that you can't see afar off. Because if you see afar off, it won't be long to be near. I try to tell her without her getting upset. Of course, she gets upset when I say some things. So I sit there, and she's just a cutting these little things. And I keep telling her part of her problem is she's nearsighted. See? Because if I say that, are you nearsighted, aren't you? Yeah. And you, so she gets near to me, and then she sees me and says, boy, that ain't what I was looking for. A lot of you folk are nearsighted. You can't see it far off. You don't even see what's going on around you, but you don't see what's coming. Which one are you willing to point, like I did with her? Which one should I talk to, right to your face? You think you're fooling me? Old foolish Galatians. You can't afford another trip.
getting mad and going your own way. God wants you great lengths not to bring you here, bring all your money, cut all the ties. Oh, how he loves you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And I try to tell you, when you first, I never met anyone like I met you the day you came here.
Right.
Never. I just don't do it that way. I just don't do it that way. How about you? How many people have I met the day I met you? She had a boob sticking out. Well, you embarrassed me. She sure did. Because I like boobs. And you know what I told her to do? Cover up. As much as I like them. Now she got a good covering. Hey, you like boobs? What? You little old farmer boy? You old truck driver? I check on you every now and then, don't I? I said, give her a hug. Ah, man. I gave that all to you, boy.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
yes, Lord.
I pray with you.
Yes.
The coming of the Lord drawing nigh. The coming of Christ is at the door.
Yes.
The judge is at the door.
Yes.
You've got to stop this lollygagging around here.
Amen.
I pray with you. Make ready to make a people ready. No. What? No. Not a one. Not a one. My God. Not a one. Why are you telling me that? Yeah, well, come on, brother. You act like you're the only one. Yeah, I'm the only prophet.
Amen.
I'm the last prophet.
Amen.
I'm not just the last day prophet. We're going to bring an end to the prophet ministry. When Jesus comes, we won't need any more prophecy.
Amen.
We won't need no foretelling.
No.
We won't need no preparation.
No, yeah.
When the battle's over, I'm going to take no measurements for your head. I don't believe it. I know that that's the problem today on this world with people who say, Lord, 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 Lord. Let me in. Let me in. Receive me. Turn the dial in. Turn the dial, Rufus. Yeah, Rufus is over here at the state park. Yeah, Rufus.
Okay.
Then when I listen to the calls, you can say what they want to do is they want to tell me that they know what's going on. See? I will not receive anything from any man.
Amen.
Not even you,
Amen.
Getting rich. Not even you, Timothy. Not even you. Or you, or you, or you. If you got something that has some thing that will help me, I'll pay attention to it. But I won't receive it from you.
Amen.
I'll take it, and then I'll use it.
All right.
Well, okay.
Thank you.
Do you think that the Spirit that's in us, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of truth,
oh God,
the Spirit of revelation, do you think just saying in vain? Don't give heed to another spirit.
No.
That spirit that's in you is talking about the coming of Christ.
Glory.
I beseech you therefore, brethren.
Yes.
Beseech you, play with you.
Yes.
Make this your reason for living and reason for dying.
Yes.
Your reason for going and your reason for coming, not your own will.
No. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Don't sit the pal the other day when you ever get a chance to talk with you. She does like everybody else. Because you heard me say here the other night about Samuel. Well, Samuel's her daughter's husband. See, now look at you. What's he going to say? What's he going to say? Because right here I told you how God dealt with me about Samuel.
Jerry, were you the only one that night watching me? That paid no attention to it? I just mentioned what I did. What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I ran around, I told you, I ran around like a chicken with my head cut off, looking for Samuel. What did Jesus do? He came from glory looking for you.
Yes.
Come on, mama, shake that head.
Lord God, thank you, Lord.
Came to seek.
Thank you, Lord.
Came looking for you.
Yes.
You were well hid, covered by your own sin.
Yes.
He came to seek, seek, seek. To save, to save, to save. Somebody! All I know is I was sitting in the radio room and God said, find Samuel. So I went running. I ran to the dining room. I hollered around. I said, where's Samuel? Nobody seemed to know. Stop it! I'm talking plain, you dummies! You understand this language! Come on, you understand it! Get rid of beside yourself! Get rid of your decor! Yeah, you ought to look like that! I'm not sure if God's ever going to reach back to you. I know God's arm is not short. It can save. And I know his ear is not heavy. But your sins and your iniquities have separated you from God.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Yes, Lord.
It can be word, God.
And then when I finally kept hollering, anybody know where Samuel's at? Who else was here? Anybody else here? Were you around when I did it? Did you hear me? Somebody told me he's up at the radio room. I went flying out of the dining hall. Running up the street. Stop Samuel. I wish he was listening, but he's not going to listen to me. I never forget when I made his confession. All I could think about was Samuel. And one day he came out, I met him in the bathroom. And I used the phrase, Samuel, Samuel. I was hoping to say, here am I. But he wasn't here, see. He was someplace else. Can't talk to you folk, can I? I remember one night when your daughter came running to me. Your brother, can't you be a little easier on Samuel? He's a fine fella. You know, anybody know how Samuel got here? Huh? No! Where the hell you guys ever get down here? Did Samuel stay with you down there?
Yes, he did.
How did he get down there?
You?
What the hell? Where the hell have you been? He came with Edward?
Mm.
With Dan?
Yes, and yep.
Who was the other one?
There was KG.
And KG.
At first, yeah.
Samuel's brother. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's right. That's why y'all shut your damn mouth, because you open your mouth and you don't even know what you're talking about.
Amen.
He's the only one I got left.
Thank God.
Old KG shows up once, used to for a while, but he had a wife, got a bunch of kids now. Every once in a while, I hear from us. You guys used to have sheetrock together.
Sure, sure, yeah. Yeah.
Who got you in touch with Johnson?
You did. By Brock. All of it. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hey, hey, hey. Jesus Christ loves sinners.
Yes.
I'm a old sinner.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how he loves
us.
Any sisters?
Hallelujah.
Are you too busy trying to make it in this old troublesome world? Can't pay your bills? Losing your jobs? In fact, sister told me the other day, Sammy lost his job. Now, hopefully, he got another one. The stimulus program, huh? Stimulate you so you can live the way you're living. Yeah, the job he's supposed to have got is delivering mail. Well, do you know the mail department's in jeopardy? Do you know it's about ready to collapse? I didn't know that! I didn't know that! You know this whole thing really collapsed? Huh? My God. I tried to print it out, boy, the devil blocked me on that one. But I know where it's at. I know where it's at. Hello?
Bless your brother, Sam.
How you doing, Sharon?
Doing okay.
Sure?
So.
God bless you too.
Bless you.
You know, there's a sister right there. She never left here. You better wake up, Ruth. You too, Paul. What are you looking at her for? Here you know, both of you, old age, God brought you here. That dumb life y'all lived. Hello? Go to hell, Steve. Go to hell, Steve. I'm not even saying get to behind me because you ain't going to be behind me. The first shall be last and the last first. And he's neither one of them. Neither first nor the last. God, you sit there. It won't be long. You'll get the same word. Damn fool. You know, the amazing thing with me is I read that scripture. I don't read them that much. I just know them. I just know them. They that know their God are they that know the scriptures. Amen. You do err.
Yes, Lord.
Because you don't know God. So then you rage like a heathen. Rage on, Steve. Well, what are you going to do with these people? I have enough sense to know that all of God's people, there are going to be 7,000 in the final analysis. When Jesus comes, there will be 7,000. He has reserved or preserved, and those 7,000 will be preserved by the voice of the prophet, whether they're here or whether they're over there. Sister Matthew's going to make it. Sister Matthew, boy, you don't believe she's out there, huh? Her children ain't going to make it. She knows it. Witchcraft, born in God-forsaken Israel, England, you in God-forsaken America, you going to save you thereof out of it?
Hallelujah.
Wicked New Orleans, French quarters, huh? Boy, I'll tell you. Bedford-Stuyvesant, it was so unsafe there when he got put me in a little building that I'd have to have my sisters who come on the subway. I said, you wait at the station. I would show. And mind you, Bedford-Stuyvesant is a black area. Oh, you can't talk about blacks. Seems like they're ashamed of being black. I'm black and I'm proud, right? I'm white and I'm right. There's nothing wrong or good about either one of them. I listened to Mr. Farrakhan this morning. And he's up there, boy, that guy. And you wonder, how does he do that? How does that guy talk like he talks? How does he talk? Why, the other day, he had a meeting in Washington with a million people. And he urged 10,000 of these young men to go out and kill a white man. What are you going to like that for? What's wrong? You folk can't face reality? I heard him say the other day, the only way we're going to solve this problem to get our own nation. Well, that's something that old Elijah Muhammad became famous for. They were lasting for all the southern states. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I wonder how Elijah Muhammad in this time can talk like that. He says, don't you send the police over here. He's a very articulate man. The only time I saw him break was in an interview with one of the leading people with Farrakhan and what's his name's daughter. And she looks at her and she says, "You killed my dad." He wept a little bit. "Because that's my brother. You know, you black, you his brother." Then he wants to call out Jesus Christ. He won't call me brother, though. He's not going to say white brother, because I don't have no white brothers. I don't have no black brothers. I have brothers, and neither black nor white. Glory be to God. God's our Father. One Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one God, one brotherhood. We need brothers. Hey, Farrakhan, come and deal with me, you think you're smart aleck. I can't come to you. Then he invoked the name Jesus. Boy, that really upsets me. Because they don't believe that Jesus is the Christ. They believe that Jesus is a prophet like Muhammad. But Muhammad couldn't do and didn't do what Jesus did. Because Jesus is not just a prophet. He's the Christ. Thou art the Christ, the one and only way. Not through the Quran. Not through Muhammad. Not through your black race. Boy, you folk. I told you that long. You better get out of here. Go to hell, Steve. You're going to burst hell wide open. Oh, look at here. Ah, oh. Wicked is going to be turned into hell. Amen. See if there be any wicked way in me. If my people would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, you know what they're going to find? A wicked way in me. Now, y'all are very good at finding wickedness in somebody else. Yeah, you are. Perfect at it. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. I'd like to talk about the Antichrist, the man of sin, because that's when that's done, when that man is revealed to be the son of perdition, when he's revealed. Hello?
Hey, Prophet. This is Sister Sherry.
You still around?
Around.
Good to hear from you. Hope to see you soon.
Yes, praise the Lord. I'm believing for that. I'm very hopeful for that date.
Oh, you can come anytime.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet. I appreciate that. I am looking forward to the Feast of Trumpets. I pray I will be in a different vehicle than I drove the last two times I was there, but I will be there.
We're not concerned about the vehicle. We're concerned about you. You think? Never mind. All right, whatever.
All right, brother.
I don't care what kind of vehicle you're driving. I don't need any more cars.
Yes, amen.
God bless you, Sherry.
Bless you, brother.
Her husband lost his job. I'm sure they can find another job. There's hardly anybody going to hire for more than 30 hours a week. They started that a couple of years ago. That's why the people who work aren't making enough money to live. They'll give you $7, $8 an hour. Some places they give you $12 an hour, but only give you 30 hours. What the hell's wrong with you folk? What's wrong with you people? You don't realize what's coming down the pike. What is it? What is wrong with you? So great riches have come to be worth nothing.
Hallelujah.
I saw this morning in the paper that people, over 43% of homeowners are wanting to sell their houses. Hey! And again, they're going to make big money off it. Because the banks will be giving some money to give them a loan, take over their home, turn around and sell it if they can find somebody else that can. You know you people are something. I'm looking right at your faces and you don't understand this kind of language. I was trying to find that scripture and I had it, but my printer stopped on me. Or I printed it out. I think it's Revelation 19, I think it is. Babylon is fallen. And in one One. Then I have to see a report from the Middle East. And they're wondering why we're so wrapped up with the Middle East. That set, I think, 6 countries over there. They have so much money, but in this episode going on now, they've lost half of their wealth. Now their power... You're a damn fool. You don't get it, do you? The power of the world is money!
Amen. So true. Yes, Lord.
And in 1 hour...
And in what? That can't be. 1 hour...
One hour.
So great riches
has come to naught.
That's why I got Mr. Trump shaking. His riches. I'll sue. Well, pretty soon he won't have enough money to sue with.
Amen.
And them lawyers will be very loyal to him. I'm going to quit. You folk won't make any effort to receive this word. You want to see how far that goes? Do you want to read the book how far that 1 hour goes? In that 1 hour? In just that 1 hour? Just that 1 hour? So great, the riches of the world?
One hour is thy judgment come.
Thy what?
Thy judgment come. And the merchants shall weep.
And the merchants?
Shall we?
Yes.
And more.
You don't know that merchants are losing it.
Yes.
There's hundreds of cargo ships stored in Singapore alone.
Yes.
Because they can't deliver the cargo. Because there's nobody who would unload them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There's an article come down almost every spot. All you people in South Carolina, they're going to raise a race of electrical rates now. Satan's raising up his price now. He's bidding for you. He's bidding for you. You're on the chopping block. He's bidding for you. Yes, sir. You bid your children. You bid your family. You bid your friends. Bow down and worship me and I'll give them all to you. Don't you know, since the birds, if you quit coming over here, old birds will receive you. What are you going to tell you he does, huh? I can see him stuck around. He helps you come here, right? Just gets you out of the house. Come on, people. Come on. You watch people do what these people done. That's just the birds.
Save me, Lord, lest I pray my sins. Forgive me, Brother Steve.
I know that. So you can give me a hug.
Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Worthy of God.
That's a way to walk up here, girl.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, prophet. We're going to win.
Oh, we already have.
Glory.
It is finished.
Hello.
It's over.
Hello.
It is finished. Come from you.
Yeah.
Are you fighting with God?
No.
He's already won.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy. Very rarely you hear a black man say, boy, am I glad they brought us over from Africa. But there are a few. Even the ones that went back and start their own country. They're trying to get back. Yeah, Liberia is it? Yeah. Liberia, Liberty.
Hallelujah.
They were slaves. Yeah. They went back to Africa. Yeah. And the world power gave them some land. And they called it Liberia. Yeah. We're at liberty now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but we're at liberty. Well, stand fast, therefore, in liberty. Now they're enslaved to their own country. To their own people.
Yes, Lord.
Ruled by their own race.
Yes.
Ain't no white man no president over there. Oh, you're a racist. I sure am.
Hallelujah.
I am a racist. I believe in the human race.
Glory.
I don't care what it's comprised of.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I beseech you therefore, brethren.
Hallelujah. Glory.
By the mercies of God.
Mercy, mercy. Yes, Lord. Lord.
That you present your bodies.
Hey, yes, Lord.
That doesn't mean it's going to be acceptable, though. You got to present your body a living sacrifice. And if it's not a living sacrifice, it's not acceptable.
Amen.
Why? Well, don't like that, do you? Out here. For what reason? Just to say you're here?
Hallelujah.
Well, well, well.
Hallelujah.
See me stuck seed mouth? Every man's mouth gonna be stopped. Every man's. And if I speak as a man, if I speak as a man,
amen,
this mouth will be stopped. God's not a respecter of persons.
No, no.
If I speak as the oracle of God, then I'm not speaking as a man.
Amen.
Now if you don't understand that,
amen,
baby.
Amen. Glory, glory.
Could that be the reason why some of you folk go get me when I speak? Because you think I'm speaking as a man?
Mm.
You better discern. Let no man deceive you.
Amen.
If I speak as a man, men deceive you.
Oh,
I don't speak as a man.
Oh,
well, I don't agree with that. Okay. Then don't be deceived. Come on, get tough. Come on. Leave the place and don't come back. See, that's what problem I got. I get calls all week long. If we come down there, will you receive us? Huh? I don't know. You get here first. Come out from among them. Be you separate. Then. Oh, I thought you all knew the Word of God. Why don't you finish it? What a beautiful scripture. Come on, Jesse, you can finish it. Then I will. Two I will. Same one. Merlin, then I will be your God.
Hallelujah.
Then I will be your God.
Yes, Lord.
You come out from among them, and you be separate. You touch not the unclean thing. Then I'll be your God. I'll be your Savior.
Hallelujah.
I'll be your Deliverer.
Hallelujah.
I'll be your Keeper.
Yes.
Then, and not until then.
Thank you.
And since he's coming to be a God over all the earth, you better have it all straightened out.
Amen.
No, I'll wait a little longer, please, Jesus.
No.
See what you people do to me. You know I'm speaking. You folks know I'm speaking the truth. But you're going to sit there and just...
Oh, yes, you is. Yes, you is.
Do you really think God preserved these scriptures and have them revealed to you all in vain? Everything that's not scripture is all vanity. The words of President Trump is vanity. The words of most preachers is vanity. The only thing that has no vanity to it is the word of the Lord. Because God's word is not in vain. God would not speak his word in vain. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. I thought that meant Jesus Christ, God. That don't mean that. Look how quiet you get.
Amen.
We always, a lot of times, thought that meant swearing. No, he said, thou shalt not use the name or the power or the authority of God in vain.
Amen.
In vain do you use my word.
Amen.
Give me a car. Wrong use.
Amen.
Give me a wife.
Oh.
Heard when the other day called and said, thus said a woman I live with, she don't want to go along, I'm trying to persuade her. And if she don't want this way to serve the Lord, look at them. I can't talk. I just knew that I saw your eyes glass over. So void we are of understanding. Oh, boy. So if this is not the one, then pray to God to give another one. No marriages, folk. And those that have gotten married, you're going to suffer for it. Woe be unto them! What, we have an exception?
Oh,
Think God's word's all in vain?
My Lord. Oh, God.
I noticed nobody quickly jumped to find it, did they? She won't do it, look. You folk, I'm going to quit on you folk. They will just, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve a preacher like this.
Oh, God.
Who warns and warns and warns. Especially when my own life is in jeopardy. When I stand in jeopardy every time I speak. All right?
But do you think that the scriptures...
No. I just gave you another one that I wanted you to read.
For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child,
my Lord,
and to them that give suck in those days.
And what days?
Those days.
What are those days? Days of vengeance. The Lord Jesus Christ will be revealed from heaven, taking vengeance. Yeah, he's going to pay you back. Be a big, smart-out mouth. Yeah, he's going to pay you.
Lord Jesus.
He heard you say, don't touch me. He heard that. Okay. I'll let the devil touch you.
Lord,
it doesn't mean that. What does it mean? Huh?
Lord,
I'm trying to touch you in the spirit. Can't touch you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Because some of you folks you touch, don't touch. Now I'm untouchable. Read that again.
But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days.
In those days. To a specific time now.
Yes. There shall be wrath upon this people.
They shall be led away captive from nations.
They'll rip the children out of your arms.
Trodden down of Gaza.
Yes.
Until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Just about done. Yes. Just about done. The next move that will take place in Jerusalem. And they'll trot it down. They'll trot it down.
Mm-hmm.
The Temple Mount, they'll trot it down.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta look at your eyes.
Oh, God.
Woe be unto them. They give suck. Why? Most of our people have babies, don't even want them. They're still fighting over abortion. Yeah, they're fighting for people to be able to abort children. The 6 states that just passed a law just recently, abortion is illegal. I'm amazed at how we go by legal law. The letter of the law will kill you.
Amen.
It will. They will actually make it illegal in some places for you not to have an abortion. You folk don't have it, do you? They're still going to make it illegal for us to have services like this. Some places have already done it.
Yes.
Now, we're fortunate because we could sit here and spread ourselves out. What do they call that? Social distancing, you know. Don't get close. Get Boy, you people don't have it, do you? You just don't have the vision of the end times. And don't want it either. You think there's going to be an exception, huh? If we're going into the kingdom, which we hope to, we rejoice in tribulation.
Yes.
Amen.
It's not something you're going to enjoy.
No.
But it's something that God's going to let you have so you can endure until the end.
Amen.
Endure.
Yes.
Endure hardship. Endure.
Endure.
You won't respond, will you? Boy, you people are hard. You're going to get broken. You will weep. Oh, yeah, you will. I'm going to close. Almost time. Let no man deceive you by any means. Master deceiver, old Trump is. I actually heard him say again just recently. First of all, he said, I'm a chosen one, publicly.
Lord Jesus.
You fight him, he's ready for a fight. He's not a peacemaker.
No.
Uh-huh. No, he's not. He's not doing nothing to make for peace. He messed up our
with Germany, with Japan, with China. He's not a peacemaker. No. He's blowing a trumpet, though. Toot, toot, toot. Blow your trumpet. Say some God, evangelical. Come on, what are you doing? That's a trumpet of warning.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
That's not the trump of God that gets us home.
No.
I wish somebody in this house would act like you're saved, or at least believe it a little bit. I don't believe in acting. I do. I believe in putting on.
Amen.
I really do. Are you putting on today? I'm putting on. That's what I'm doing. I'm putting off the old man. Putting him off. Maybe I'll strip myself naked. The richest group of nations in the world is in the Middle East. They make every other nation, and then yet there are people in poverty. The richest church is the Catholic Church. And everywhere in the world where the Catholic Church is predominant, there are people living in poverty.
Right.
And over here, we're the richest nation, and now our folk are starting to... So great riches! So great riches! So great riches! It's worthless. You don't put no stock in the stock market, in your insurance policies, in your IRAs, or in your bank. The next great collapse, the banks are going to take your money. The law has already been passed. I said, I repeat, Congress has already passed a law that the banks are allowed to take your money if they have no money to pay their bill. Hey! Hey! They'll take your IRAs, your savings certificates. So great riches!
Amen.
In 1 hour.
1 hour. Okay. Thank you, Father.
And if you folk will not receive this, you're on the way to hell. The devil's going to deceive you. You can't be deceived, can you? Well, God said it like this: let no man deceive you. And then I'll stand up again. Let no man deceive you. You're going to let them deceive you?
Perfect and an upright man. Spirit God.
Fear God.
Lord.
You were deceived when God showed that to you. Yeah, you were in trouble. You told me so.
Yes.
I was doing things that his morality didn't go along with. You think these folk believe you?
Oh, God.
Why? They won't believe God. Why do they believe you?
Now, Lord.
Because that's how God answered you.
Yes.
He didn't answer by any name.
No. But, yes, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
If you don't hear me, because you don't think you have to, you mean to see, because I tell you, you got to hear this prophet. This one right here. With all my babbling, who shall now hear him? All things. Huh. All things? I can tell you how to cook. Want me to tell you how? Right. Right spirit. Right intent. Right heart. And if it's not enough, the Lord will multiply it and make it sufficient. Them ducks are a little bit late, brother, having a hard time hatching them out. They told me they'll call me when they're on their way. Larry, did you talk to the man about ducks?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Larry, did you talk to the man about ducks when you went over there?
Yes, you did.
Well, but even then I had a hard time. You know, people, you are something else. You ever ever realize who not monopolized the internet? Amazon. If I put other companies out of business, they can send you stuff here quicker than you can go to Walmart and buy it. Now, how are they doing that? How are they doing that? Hey, send a little package. The Amazon can't control it. The Amazon River, Amazon. Right through the... Hello there, Mr. Amazon.
Glory, glory.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Now, you be not soon shaken.
Shaken by glory.
By Steve or, Timothy or, Stan. The biggest deceit today is people are deceiving themselves.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Don't do that, because I'll go right back to my house tonight and sit down and say, my God, am I deceived? Talking like this? You think that don't apply to me, touch not my anointed, and do my people no harm? You think I can get by harming you? The apple of God's eye?
Yes, Lord.
The redeemed ones. Rebuke them sharply. Oh, that'll do them some harm, won't it? Won't it? See, I'm trying to tell you people that these things weigh on me. For instance, I know that Christ is not coming this year. But I mean, how can I be so sure? I'll be bold again. He's not coming this September.
All right, amen.
He's not coming this one. And the next possible one is in 2021. Because how many years ago God told me, when he started to enlighten me about the feast days, God, I can't talk to these people.
Glory.
We weren't even observing the Sabbath. And right now, we're not keeping the Sabbath.
No.
Like I tell you, I don't keep the law.
No.
I break it.
Yes.
And it breaks me.
Yes.
If I fail in one part, suppose I never committed adultery.
Amen.
And then told a lie. And there's nobody has not told a lie. You haven't all committed adultery, but you've all lied.
Amen.
Yeah, you have.
Amen.
Tell me you're not and you're lying.
Amen.
Yes. You're all liars.
Amen.
The only one that if you don't get rid of that spirit of lying, you go to hell. All
liars.
Not all adulterers.
No.
Not all fornicators.
No.
Not all blasphemers. Why are you doing that? If a man who commits adultery confesses his adultery, he's not going to go to hell.
Right.
His sin's forgiven. That's why you got to confess or repent.
Yes, Lord.
You got to die daily.
Amen.
You got to let your old man be crucified.
Yes, yes.
Let your mouth make good confessions.
Amen. Glory.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
I'm going to try to close here in a minute because y'all make me angry just the way you receive this. Because I keep telling you, just suppose now Ann does show up. Or a little snot nose down by the road because he's bugging like he wants to buy a car now. We give him all of his money trying to get loose of him. Because under Joe we took the responsibility for him because his brother wouldn't do it. I don't care what you say. His brother refused to do it. And that's why right now brother can't just drop off. Where you at? What's his name?
Roger.
Huh?
Roger.
Roger.
Yes,
Roger. No. Roger. Roger.
Roger.
There we are. You was in the military, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
You never used the word Roger?
Yes, sir.
What does it mean? Paying attention.
I got it, sir. Roger!
Roger.
Isn't that your unique name you got?
Yes.
Ask me this, how you doing? He said, I'm doing everything I know to do, because the Social Security program is... Damn this house. They eyeglass over. They just want... Hey, Terry! I'll wait till he steps back in. Why, they promised him a lot of money. Where are you at? I thought we had plenty of fire here. Now, they promised Terry $700,000. They're not going to fulfill that promise. Our government, our nation, our Constitution can't fulfill its promises. Justice and liberty for all. This know also in the last days, perilous, troublesome times. Doesn't yet been plants flowing, and up comes a bug. And they have no respect for you, all that labor. They'll just eat them right away, devours. And we don't even know how much God's already rebuked the devours around here, because they haven't got all of our flowers. They didn't get all of our... The old bugs come around, we've got to rebuke them, and we still got a crop. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Look at that corn crop. Wow. And brother tells us, not all yet, right? Phew. And all that corn silk? What's corn silk good for? Make a nice little garment? You're working on corn syrup. In fact, you said I'm going to get you some. You told me this morning, if you want, I'll give it to you hot or cold. You can shout louder than that.
Yes, it's good. Dietus, it's for all manner of urinary infections, prostate, or heart condition.
Wow, look, that covers y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
How about you, nurse? Everything God made is good.
Amen.
Corn syrup or the corn.
Amen.
Everything God made was good.
Amen.
He's trying to make you over anew to make you good. God didn't make you this way.
No.
The devil did.
Amen.
He wants to make you all renew.
Amen.
Does anybody know God, the one I'm talking about?
Amen.
Beloved, I wish above all things, I beseech you, I pray with you, the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. The judge is at the door.
Spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
There is a scripture that says the judge is at the door.
Therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, stand up your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door.
Oh, I thought you just judge somebody that you'll be judged. And hear what that says.
Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Mm. Behold, the
see how
judge.
Close you came to it? You see how close you came to it the other day? See how close some of you folks have come to it? Oh, the mercy of God.
Yes.
See how close you came to it? I'm a judge. You think I'm going to get by judging if I don't judge righteously? I don't condemn you, but I judge you.
Amen.
I will judge you.
Yes.
I'm going to keep on judging your face until you get rid of it. And if you can't get rid of it, I'm going to slap it right off your face. I'll make you change it. I'll make you change it. Judge me. Touch not my anointed. Yeah, but I'm touching the anointed, ain't I? I hope so.
Amen.
I hope I'm touching you. I hope I stand in his stead and touch you. And you'll cry out, Jesus, touch me! Don't you know where Christ is? Huh? Where is he? So touch me! Touch me! Touch me! Touch me! Touch me! Woo! Where you out? We've come this and you're not going to finish it unless you run the race to the end by faith. By grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. So you're going to suffer for running this faith. By enduring the cross. You got a nice pair of socks on this morning. Where'd you get them from? You had them? Well, how many calls we get? 4 or 5? Isn't that something? I've told you why I look for the few. For the few there being. So if I can find you finding it, I found the few. And if I see you seeking for it, I found the few. When you seek with all your heart, he that seeketh for me will find me. Please, Buzz Dad, tell me what station you're on. I, my God. I answer a lot of them folk. Because all them stupid questions I answer almost systematically on every broadcast. Here's the phone number you can call me. Well, I call you, I want you to call me back. For what? I'm not going to listen to you. I said, come on. No, you listen to me. I will answer, and God will answer every need you have. Oh, yeah. He that heareth that prophet in all things shall prosper. Yeah. He will prosper. If you don't, you're going to be cut off. Hear that, Steve? You're cut off. Hear that, River? I'm sure you've already cut us off. Why not? Why would you continue to hear me? Hey, Ken over there in Charleston. Oh, you want to call and tell me that you... Huh? Right over in Charleston. Huh? What y'all waiting on? He that sits on the circle of the earth. Hello? Ha, 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 ha. Your words are nothing, sir. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, you lying dog? What are you preaching that I don't already preach? Hey, you dog, why won't you let me ask you a question? What part of your message that you're giving to me that I haven't already preached, already do it, every single day? Then what the hell's your problem? What's your problem? Oh, okay, that's your judgment now. Fine, so you're judging me and condemning me. Like hell you are, Satan. Yeah, I heard what you said. Do you hear what I say? Do you hear what I say? You know what this guy's fussing about? He's fussing about because I went and got me an attorney. See?
These guys go around and got me attorney. And everybody in this place knows that when I done that, I very carefully done it, very carefully. See? I already got an attorney. Thank you, sir. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. I reject you, refuse you, and repel you. I know what I'm doing. I'm calling judgment against you, devil. Come on down here. Come on down then. Come on down. Walk in this. Come on down. Come on down. Come. See, this guy, I will come there to you in judgment. Come on. Come on. Come on down. Come on down. Oh, you are Yahweh, huh? Well, come on through the door, Yahweh. Come on. Bring it right to me, sir. Come on. Come on down. Come on down, Satan. I trust in Yahweh. No, I don't contract nothing with the world. The world does nothing for me. Go to hell, Satan. I have an attorney. His name is Jesus. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Dude, hey, Steve. Hey, Steve. Come down here and face me to my face. And what am I? Hey, Steve, you're on the air. Tell these people that I'm not a prophet of God. Hey, Steve! Hey, devil. Rage and roar. Like a roaring lion. Beautiful. Satisfied now? My God. This guy, everything he says, I talk about taking the Last Supper. I talk about the communion. Hey, Steve, you damn devil. Show yourself. You ain't got enough courage, do you? Do you? Do you? Come on down and face me right here in this tabernacle. We'll be right on the air when you walk through the door. Come on. You won't do it, will you, Satan? You won't do it, will you? Will you? You're not going to rebuke me. I receive nothing from you. No judgment from you. Now come on down and let's do it face to face. You're a coward, aren't you? I hear what you said. You're a coward. You're a coward, Steve. You're a coward. You have your father the devil. Beautiful. Wonderful. I believe that. Good. Wonderful. God, condemn me now. Come on. Why? Why? Oh, boy. That's right. No, no. So then just stop doing it. Then just stop doing it. Well, are these folks being edified? So these people are holding me up. God's not holding me up, huh? You know, you guys are so stupid. I'm the only prophet there is. G- God is chosen by the foolishness of the preaching, and I'm a prophet. Hey, what difference does it make? Hey, Steve! Hey, Steve! Hey, Steve, go to hell! Okay? You won't come down there, will you? Well, I ain't got much time, Steve. I'm about over. Jesus is going to come. Hey, go to hell, Satan. I don't agree with nothing you say or anything you do. There's no agreement with Christ, with Belial. And you are Belial, period. Come here and face me to my face. No kidding. Why, he's telling me the kingdom shall become the kingdom of Messiah, and he shall reign forever and ever, and I don't know that. It sure is. It's shut on you, boy. Whatever. Why don't you come down and see me? Well, up there, I can't. Because I got a bar. And this is out of my hand. I can't come up there, but you can come here.
Whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm standing in the gap.
Not for me.
Well, whatever. This is about the new covenant. It's about judgment.
Now, the covenant is that Jesus is coming in this your lifetime. That's the covenant. And that.
I'm not coming after you. Whatever.
Hi.
They'll
all be fulfilled.
Isaiah.
They'll all be fulfilled quickly.
Hallelujah.
They'll all be, God's going to do a quick work in this finishing time, and that'll take care of that. Right. Right, Obadiah. Obadiah is a whole lot better than Steve is. Of course. Hey, Steve, answer me one question. Why won't you come down here and see me? Where's that at?
I told you, I'm Bethlehem, in between Bethlehem.
Then do your own little work up there and forget about me. Don't worry about me.
Right. Don't
you tell me what to do. Whosoever now hear that promise shall be cut off. You're cut off, Steve. There ain't nobody listening to you. There ain't nobody paying you any attention. You can't get nobody to pay you any. You don't gather nowhere with anybody. Nobody gathered with you. Well, good. Then what's your problem with me then? No, what's your problem with me? I'm not going to receive it, so why keep messing? Well, then stop calling, stop listening. Brother Christopher? What Christopher is that? Beautiful! Whatever God says, I'm ready for. Good. Now you can leave me alone now. Go your way. Fine. Beautiful.
Period.
Now go your way. Do your own business. I'm not your business.
No. I do the works of God when he puts his work in a new covenant.
Well, it's not work. And so you think you're going to save me, huh? You're going to save me, huh, Steve? You're going to save me, right, Steve? You're going to save me, huh? I'm not trying to say that.
Yes,
my life is hidden with Christ.
Don't you understand? It's a fiction world. We've got to stay in Israel, that which is real.
You damn fool. What we have here, whether you like it or not, is the heathen raging. He doesn't know one damn thing about what God is doing. An honest problem. And it just go your way. Ain't nobody listen to him. I guarantee you, he never gathered again with anybody. And he doesn't do it. God bless you. Bless them that curse you. And bless them that despitefully use you. So keep on cursing and keep on blessing me. How many times do I say to you, if I get through these weekends,
hallelujah,
on and on you go. I serve a risen Savior. He's in my heart today. I know that He is living.
No matter what they say, I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him.
You to come here because you're going to be the one that God's going to kill. And whether you come here or not, He's going to kill you, sir. He's going to kill you dead at the door now for coming against this last day prophet. This thought of going. So you won't come because you know that. You won't come because you know that, huh? Come on down here, walk to that door, and they'll carry you out. You see, I keep telling you people that one of the things that keeps me going here is that I've spoken several things that must come to pass. Must. Is $10 million? He ain't going to give it to me. The devil's not going to give it to me. Somebody's going to get killed. See, there's no fear in this man. None at all. And most people who come to my meeting, there's no fear. And that's why God told me that. He said, I'm going to kill somebody in your presence on the same basis that He did in the book of Acts. That's the way start the church. That's how it began to expand. And great fear came on all of them. The only ones that's going to stand in this last hour are those that have the fear of God. Not the fear of man, the fear of God. Why has Satan filled thine heart that you think you can lie to the Holy Ghost? What makes you think you can lie to the Holy Ghost? What makes you think you can do that and get by? I'm God's anointed, God blessed. He's proven it every single day.
Glory.
Kill him, God.
Glory, God.
Kill him. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, Satan, rage.
We will not be defeated.
They gather themselves together against. That's what the man's doing. He's telling me him and Christopher got together. Huh? Isn't that something? Well, Christopher's gone. Oh, okay, I'm gone then. Bye-bye. Fool. Lord bless you all. May God keep you strong in the faith. No other way to stand. God go with you.
And it shall devour them.